soul limber. Here's a quote from one of my favorite philosophers, Jaludan Krishnamurti. Take a journey into the things which you are carrying, the known, not into the unknown, into what you already know, your pleasures, your delights, your despairs, your sorrows. Take a journey into that. That is all you have. This is a warm-up. We're circling your desires before we dive straight into them. The following Q&A is meant to loosen some of the calcification from your intellect and get you closer to your heart. We need to get you out of your head, because that's not where your truth springs from. Your mind helps you act on your feelings. It's your strategist and your activator. But your core desired feelings come from the center of your heart. Some of these questions may strike you as abstract or esoteric. They get increasingly poetic as you go on. You may not be familiar with a term, or you may be suspicious about a question's aims, and that's just fine. This is an open-ended inquiry designed to get you to leap to your own conclusions and to be impulsive. I'm nudging you to think deeply, quickly. You can go with the first answer that comes to mind, change your answers, or jump all over the place. You can give one-word answers or cram in as many thoughts as you can. Further into the desire mapping process, especially when we get to identifying your core desired feelings, I'll be asking you to really think things through. So you may want to pace yourself now, plan to do this in multiple sessions, or just prepare to burn some serious soul fuel. It's a renewable resource, so I say, throw caution to the wind and pour yourself into every step of this. Park your brain, engage your spirit. Stream your consciousness. There's no right and no wrong, just here and now.